This is a CBC podcast.
Support for delivery of this podcast comes from the Buick Enclave, the finest luxury crossover ever. Visit buick.gm.ca to see that where there's passion, there's beauty.
I'm Pedro Mendez, and this is Editor's Choice. Buying a used car is a lot of work, and how do you know you're not going to end up with a lemon? Well, CBC iTeam investigation in Manitoba has found hundreds of lemons on car lots across the country, and many of these vehicles came up from the United States. This is CBC reporter Alex Friedman explaining the problem to Terry McLeod on Information Radio in Winnipeg.
iTeam investigative reporter Alex Friedman joins us now live in studio to break this story this morning. Hello, Alex.
Good morning.
Now, what do you mean by calling a car a lemon?
Well, I mean, we've all heard the term lemon used in reference to a really bad car. But this is actually a legal definition that exists in all 50 states in the United States. Now, the specific rules do change from state to state, but essentially, let's take Florida as an example. If you buy a car in Florida and it has significant problems, not just a turning flasher that doesn't work, but something more serious, let's say a battery that continues to fail or brakes that don't work, and you've taken it to the dealership several times. In Florida, it's a minimum of 3 visits to the dealership, and they still can't fix it every time you keep running into this problem. Then you go back to have it certified as a lemon, and an arbitration panel will look at it and can declare it a lemon. Now, if it is declared as a lemon, or sometimes called a manufacturer buyback, it cannot be resold without telling the consumer that it's a lemon. And you can buy it, of course, but you need to be informed of that. Now, the problem is, in Canada, there are no rules saying that consumers need to know it's been declared a lemon in the United States.
Now, we understand, though, that you've tracked one of these cars.
Well, we wanted to see how the progression worked, right? So we found this brand new, in 2006 it was brand new. It was a Kia Sedona. In 2006, it was sold to a man named Eric Schreppel, and he lives in Florida, a place called Hudson, which is not far from Tampa. It was only about a month after he bought this vehicle that the problems began.
We purchased the car on June 17th, 2006, and on September 15th, we had a dead battery. And so after 4 incidences, then we decided that, you know, obviously something's wrong with the car. And we had begun the process of having it declared or at least scrutinized as perhaps being a lemon.
And at the end of that, of course, it was declared a lemon. Kia bought the car back from him at that point. Now, we found records that it was sold at the end of October, just last month, in Florida at an auction. Now, it was sold to a Winnipeg dealer called Vicker Mitsubishi, and they bought the van for $13,100. It's still on the lot here in Winnipeg waiting to be sold, but the price here, $24,900. And there's nothing on it to indicate that there's a lemon.
$24,000?
Yes.
So there's not a sticker on the car, but what did the salespeople say?
Well, we wanted to be sure, so we sent some undercover shoppers in to see what we would be told as buyers when we were asking about this vehicle. Now, initially, we were told by the salesman that he could guarantee the car was in great shape. We were told, I quote, "It's in mint condition. It's minty." But our shoppers pressed a little harder, asking to see a vehicle history report of some sort of record on the car. Now, although we were promised we could have a copy of the report to take home, that never happened. Either there were printer problems, they didn't have passwords for the computer, etc. The salespeople did eventually manage to pull up a report on a computer screen and came back saying, well, there is this one thing. It was branded as a buyback in Florida, not a lemon. But that actually contradicts what we're hearing from the owner. The owner says it was, in fact, branded as a lemon. Now, the salespeople went on to explain that it is a stupid law, that it only exists in 2 states. Now, in fact, as I mentioned, it's in all 50 states in one shape or another. We were told that the car had only been in the shop twice. Well, it had to have been in the shop more than that, and we have records that it's been in the shop at least 4 times. And we were told that the problems in all the lemon cars were never something serious. Still, when asked what the problem was, knowing full well that it was a battery problem, doing our research, the salesman couldn't tell us. In fact, it had been declared unfixable.
So what does the owner of Vicker have to say about this?
Well, we've been working very hard to try and get an interview with him, and his name is Stephen Vicker. I did have a chance to speak with him yesterday. He refused to do an official on-the-air interview about this, but did say that he has no problem buying lemons. He says it's only the dealers in the United States that have restrictions placed on them. And he's absolutely right. There are no laws in Canada, as I mentioned earlier, that prohibit dealers from selling them here, although there are some provisions in the Consumer Protection Act in Manitoba that would indicate that if you don't disclose something like this, it may be considered a violation.
So, Alex, how often is this happening that lemons are being imported into Canada?
More than you'd think. We went on to start checking and see if we could find out how much this is. We spoke with the Registrar of Imported Vehicles for Canada. Now, they've only started looking at electronic records since April of last year, which means that they were only able to access this lemon information since then. Now, since April of last year, 853 lemons were imported to Canada. 130 of those right here into Manitoba. Now, we've found lemons at least one other car dealership in this town, so it's not isolated to the one. It's also interesting to note that as the Canadian dollar rises, so does the number of lemons that are being brought into this country. The price dealers pay for them is so cheap that unless they disclose the problem, they can sell it at black book prices or even higher, as we've seen with the Kia at Vicar. Now, when we raised the issue with the registrar, he was shocked. He hasn't even been looking at these numbers. But, you know, you can see it, when a car comes into Canada, it's branded either normal, salvage, etc. Well, there is no field on the form to declare that it's a lemon. So that goes into the comments field, which means that it's very difficult for anyone who's buying this car. And even if you get a chance to look at the title, which you rarely do, would you ever know?
Now, if our listeners are shopping for a car or they've bought one that they're suspicious about, is there any way to check?
Well, there are. There are a number of online companies. They do car history checks. One is called Carfax. One is called CarProof, which actually does interesting checks on Canadian title as well.
Yes, I used Carfax a couple of weeks ago.
Very effective.
I found it to be very helpful.
In fact, it's the source that we use to track down and find if a number of these had problems in the first place. Now, many people will tell you they're not always 100% accurate when it comes to this sort of thing, but it is how we found them, and it's an effective way of checking a car before you go in and buy it.
And can you use the VIN number to track?
That's exactly what you need.
Yes.
Once you get that VIN number, then you just plug that in, which is either on the dashboard, you know, right inside the windshield, or if you open up the driver's side door, it should be just inside the door right there where it shuts. And so you can find that number, and you can run it. If you've bought one recently, you can find out. You can just have a quick look at it.
What will we see tonight on CBC News at 6?
Well, tonight you'll see a lot of the hidden camera footage that we use to try and understand exactly how a consumer would be informed. And you'll see more on all the details of this story on CBC News at 6.
Look forward to that, Alex.
Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for breaking the story this morning.
That was CBC reporter Alex Friedman in conversation with Winnipeg Morning Show host Terry McLeod. For Editor's Choice, I'm Pedro Mendez. Thanks for listening.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.